It's time for the Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 53 for May 3rd, 2006, the Kidda Wireless Smoke Alarm. Support for the Daily Gizwiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Leo Laporte speaking. And now, get ready for Dick. Well, it turns out that the rumors of my death were greatly exaggerated yesterday, and I am back, and we are here to talk once again with Dick DiBartolo, our Gizwiz, about the latest gadget of the day. Hello, Dick!
Hey, Leo, how you doing? Glad to see that you're alive, and that beeper was a false alarm.
False alarm was just telling me that I had signed up for the death beeper, but in fact was not dead yet.
Oh, okay.
That's good news.
Right. NotDeadYet.com. Maybe
we should start that one.
We should see if that's available.
It isn't anymore. We have fast-fingered listeners, I can tell you.
I know. I love our listeners. The emails are just wonderful.
Keep them
coming. The other great thing is a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the Arm Alarm.
Right.
And a guy said, oh, do you want to buy one? Do you need a backup? And he sent me a link, and someone had one on eBay, and I bought it.
You're kidding.
So now,
no. How much?
Leo, I don't understand. The guy was selling two of them. The first one was $5.95,
yeah. And
the second one was $1.50. So being pretty swift financial-wise, I said, you know what? I think the $1.50 one is going to be cheaper. So... And they both had $4 shipping, and I got it already. So for $5.50, I got it right. But they've redone the packaging a little. At the trade show 10 years ago, whatever it was, when rollerblading was at its height, they were pitching it as a sort of a horn to get people out of your way. And now the packaging calls it a burglar alarm deterrent.
Oh.
And one of the features is, I love this feature, it says, cannot be used against you.
Yes. In fact, frankly, it can't be used against anything.
Yeah, it's like, right. Oh, it was terrible. He took off my arm alarm and hit me with it.
Yeah. Can't be used against you in a court of law or elsewhere. That's funny.
But you know what? Why does someone have almost two of the same item for $4 different?
It's an auction. He's hoping somebody will bid it up.
Oh, well, both of them had the buy me now.
Buy it now for that price? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Anyway. He's not paying attention. But I'm glad you have that swift financial mind.
Oh, boy, I have it. Leo, you come to town, you walk with me, you're safe. we can go into any neighborhood you want. I go, arm alarm. Someone comes at me with a knife or a gun. I go, sorry, arm alarm.
You could shout louder than the arm alarm.
Don't let me press this, pal. Let me press this.
Hey, I might use that against you. No, you can't. Ha ha.
I said, hey, look, I brought the packaging with me. Just in case you don't believe me, read this blister pack.
So what's our gadget for the day?
It is the Kidda, and I believe that's a pronunciation, even though it's spelled K-I-D-D-E, the Kidda Wireless Smoke Alarm System. Oh. Now, this is very clever, Leo. They are wireless smoke alarms, but they also contain a little radio frequency transmitter and receiver, so that if you have five of them in the house, mm-hmm. when one goes off, it'll send a signal to them all. And the theory is you could have a fire start in the bedroom where no one is at that particular time. So
you might not even hear the alarm. In a stately, you know, mansion like yours, you'd never hear a thing.
In a stately mansion like yours, if the burglar alarm, if the fire alarm in the apartment next door goes off, I hear it. That's how stately my mansion is. And then they also make an interconnected wireless smoke sounder. Now, what the sounder is an actual voice that will say, danger, fire, wake up, follow the escape plan. You know, and they also obviously give you instructions for a family escape plan, which is actually not a bad idea. if you have a family, to decide if there's a fire here, let's all meet at the stairwell here. Let's all go out
right.
there.
You're supposed to do that.
You are supposed to do that.
I've never done that, but I'm just a terrible parent.
Well, I've heard that about you, but that's okay.
Someday
but you don't even have an arm alarm, do you?
No. So unconscious.
I think in California that is against the law to be a parent and not
have an arm alarm.
Armed with an arm alarm.
I think you're right.
But anyway, the interconnected smoke alarm system, and they said what's good about the voice warning thing is that some people can sleep through or are not sensitive to the sound level of those chirpers, so that you could put this in a person's room that might be a little bit hard of hearing.
Or for a kid, because a kid might not know what to do when they hear that alarm. But if it's mommy's voice, can you record it?
I know the one you're talking about, and we have that on the list for...
So there's one you can do mommy's voice.
Yes. Yeah. I'm very organized. That will be podcast 449.
We have to give them some separation.
That's right. Right. We need about 3 years between similar
smoke
type
alarms.
Gadgets.
So this one's a pre-recorded voice, but it still would be more useful. Get the hell out.
Yes. Yeah,
move.
Yes. Right. This is your final warning. If you do not want to be on, the beeper list for the newly deceased, get out now. and so that they make battery operated units, they make AC powered units. And if you're building one of these systems, just make sure that each Kidder unit you buy is part of the wireless InConnect system.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah. And everything is built into the receiver and the transmitter for the radio frequency. And it's great because there's no wiring between units. So, and the units start at about $60 or less. So a little safety gizmo from the Giz Whiz.
Ever safe. That's him. He's very safety conscious. I imagine that Mad Magazine is not the safest place in the world to work.
Well, you know, it's safe now.
Oh, because it's corporate, yeah.
It's corporate. Yeah, you know, we actually have monthly fire drill.
Oh, I hate that.
And we all go out in the hall, and we've been chastised so many times because, you know, the mad guys can hardly keep their tongues quiet when the safety inspector is trying to give his speech. But
he must hate that. I got to do Mad's office. Oh.
I know. But now that Mad shares a floor with another division, we have been reprimanded I guess in reality they're correct that people safety is important, and we can't fool around.
And you're in Manhattan, where you know these skyscrapers.
Now we're on the fourth floor, so
you could jump out the window practically.
I think fire truck ladders reach, I think, now up to the seventh floor.
Oh, really?
I'm not positive, but
that's interesting.
Yeah. Check out gizwizbiz.com.
Yes, it's the brand new What the Heck Is It contest.
Right, and the deal there is, and by the way, sometimes people say I can't find it. It's on the opening page. Just scroll all the way to the bottom. You'll see a picture of the What the Heck Is It gadget, and you can guess what it really is or make up a very silly answer as to what it is. And then we pick a couple of dozen people, not the 120.
You're never going to let me forget that. I
will let you go. I will let you forget that on podcast 512. I have a master list
schedule.
Here.
You really
I
do.
I take these podcasts very seriously.
April 6, 2012. Forgive Leo.
Yeah. It happens to be April 7th, 2011, I could push it back.
No, that's okay. I'll take the extra year.
Okay. And guess what it is? And win an autographed copy of the the June issue of Mad.
That's right. Which is going to be the next month's issue.
The next month's issue. And I think the takeoff in that is going to be Deal or No Deal. Have you ever seen that?
That's that new show. Yeah,
it's very clever. It's very cleverly worked out.
I haven't actually seen it, it sounds like it's very popular.
It's very clever.
Is it kind of like Let's Make a Deal? You know, kind of Monty Hall?
No. You know what? It's just The premise is so easy, you think that this is going to be really boring. There are 50 cases with amounts of money in them, and you say you open one and you see what the amount is, so you know that you didn't open the one that has $1 million, and they say, they offer you money. They go, we'll give you $10,000 to go home now. And so you have to decide whether feel lucky or not.
Yeah. And then they have beautiful women bringing out the cases or something.
Out the cases. Yeah, exactly.
They had to dress it up somehow. We could have done it ourselves, you and me, Dick, but they just really wouldn't have.
I know.
The ratings.
I have a beautiful woman bring out the gadgets as I talk about.
Yeah, we just can't see her. Okay, Trixie, we're done.
Right. Don't. Leo, she thinks it's TV.
Oh, so.
You know that little webcam that we talked about yesterday?
Yeah.
I told her it's a TV camera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's right. She's on. Right. The world is watching.
The world is
the
watching.
Whole
I have
world.
A little. Yeah. Right. I got a little red LED from Radio Shack.
Okay, Trixie, you're on.
That's right.
We'll see you tomorrow, Dick.
Okay, pal.
Take care.
I'll be here.